The last question. I certainly want to become enlightened. But if I do, what difference does it make for the rest of the world? But why are you worried about the rest of the world? Let the world worry itself. And you are not worried if you remain ignorant what happens to the rest of the world. If you are ignorant, what happens to the rest of the world? Then you create misery. Not that you knowingly do it. You are misery. And whatsoever you do, you sow seeds of misery all around. Your hopes are meaningless. Your being is significant. You may think you are helping others, you hinder them. You may think you love, and you may be simply killing them and murdering them. You think you are teaching, and you may be simply helping them to remain ignorant forever. Because what you hope, what you think, what you wish is not significant. What you are is significant. I see all around, every day, people are loving to each other, and they are killing each other, and they think they are loving. And they think they are living for the other. And without them, the life of their family, their beloveds, their children, their wife, their husband will be miserable without them. And it is miserable with them. And they try in every way. But whatsoever they do goes wrong. It is bound to be so. Because they are wrong. Doing is not of much importance. The being from where it comes originates. If you are ignorant, you are helping the world to become a hell. It is already. This is what has happened through you. Wherever you touch, you will create hell. If you become enlightened, whatsoever you do, whatsoever I say, or even if you don't do anything, just your being, your presence, will help others to flower, to be happy, to be blissful. But that should not be your concern. The first thing is how to be enlightened. You ask me, I want to be enlightened. But that wanting seems to be very important. Because immediately you say, but. Whenever but comes, it shows the desire is important. What will happen to the world? Who you are? What do you think about yourself? The world depends on you. You are running it, managing it. You are responsible. Why give so much importance to yourself? Why feel so important? This feeling is part of the ego. And this worrying about others will never allow you to move that peak of realization. Because that peak is achieved only when you drop all worries. And you are so efficient in accumulating worries that you are simply wonderful. Not only yours own, you go on accumulating of others' worries as if they are not enough. You go on thinking about others. And what can you do? You can only get more and more worried and mad. I was reading Lord Webber's journal, the Viceroy's journal. The man seems to be very sincere, deeply honest, because some remarks he makes are just superb. One remark he makes in his journal, that unless these three old men, Gandhi, Jinnah and Churchill, die, India will be in trouble. These three men, Gandhi, Jinnah, Churchill. And these three were helping in every way. And Churchill's own Viceroy writes in his journal that unless these three men, and hopefully he even in the brackets gives their age, Gandhi 75, just hopefully that they should die soon, Jinnah 65, Churchill 68 something, hopefully he hopes that unless these three, because these three are the problems. Can you think Gandhi can imagine that he is the problem? Or Jinnah, or Churchill, they are doing their best to solve the problem of this country. And Webber says, these three are the problem. Because all the three are adamant, stubborn. Every one of these three has the absolute truth, and the other two are absolutely wrong. These three absolutes cannot meet anywhere. The other two are simply wrong, there is no question about it. Everyone thinks as if he is the center. And he has to worry about the whole world and change the whole world, transform the whole world, create an utopia. All that you can do is just change yourself. You cannot change the world. You can create more mischief trying to change. You can create more chaos. You can harm, and you can puzzle. Already the world is too much puzzled. You can puzzle it more and confuse it more. Leave the world, please, to itself. You can do only one thing, and that is you can achieve inner silence, inner bliss, inner light. And if you achieve this, you have helped the world very much just by changing one ignorant spark into an enlightened flame. Just by changing one person from darkness into light, you have changed a part of the world. And this changed part will have its own chain reactions. Buddha is not dead. Jesus is not dead. They cannot be dead because it is a chain reaction from one lamp, from one flame, another flame takes over. And a succession is created and they go on living. But if your light is not there, your lamp is without the flame, you cannot help anyone. The first basic thing is you must attain your inner flame, then others can share. Then you can kindle others' light also. Then it becomes a successful. Then you may disappear from the body, but your flame goes on passing from hand to hand, eternity. Up to eternity it goes on and on. Buddhas never die. Enlightened persons never die because their light becomes a chain reaction. And unenlightened persons never live because they cannot create any chain. They don't have any light to share, no flame to kindle someone else's flame. Please be concerned with yourself only. Be selfish, I say, because that is the only way you will become selfless. That is the only way you can become a help and a blessing to the world. But don't be worried about it. That is not your concern. But greater your worries you think, greater are your responsibilities. Greater your worries, greater responsibilities you feel yourself, you are great. You are not. You are simply mad. Get out of this madness of helping others. Just help yourself. That's all that can be done. And then many things happen, but they happen as a consequence. Once you become a source of light, things start happening. Many will share it. Many will be enlightened through it. Many will attain life, more life, abundant life through it. But don't think about it. You cannot do anything consciously about it. Only one thing can be done, and that is you can become conscious. Then everything follows. Jesus said somewhere, enter into the kingdom of God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all else shall be added unto you. I repeat the same. Enough.